Welcome to the Marriage Podcast with David and Summer.
We're here to dive into all things marriage, faith, and family. Real talk for real couples.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get into today's episode.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Marriage Podcast with David and Summer. And we believe that every marriage can make it and that every marriage has a purpose. And thank you so much for tuning in today as we are in part two of talking sex.
Let's talk about sex.
And this is a great topic, isn't it?
It is a great topic.
And we enjoy doing this topic at marriage conferences. Summer always makes me blush. You always make me blush. But you know, we have a good time communicating this and trying to help couples, I would say, connect with each other and in communication and just building bridges to move forward.
And it's, I mean, we have fun because I think we do our best try not to make it awkward.
Right.
Because it can be.
Right.
But that's the world doing.
Yeah, you do a good job on that. You bring out the blush and you disarm people
do
really
not
quick.
Bring out the blush.
Yeah. In part one, we discussed, you know, several things of what sex was, you know, made for. Mm. The four things there. And today we wanted to go into I would say the connection of our spirit and our soul with our spouse and how that, I would say, leads into a great sex life. And if our sex life is suffering, and we don't have all the answers and we don't know every situation, but in a general sense, if a married couple's sex life is struggling, could be their spiritual connection and soul connection has been disrupted or something's happened where they're not connecting in that way, and therefore it's hurting their physical, you know, life together. Mm-hmm. How would you speak to just our connection spiritually and in our soul, and just how that's evolved over the years?
Wow, that's a jam-packed question. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I would say in the beginning, if I can be very honest, my husband would say I was very uptight. And I think that as we evolved in our communication, mm-hmm. and as we've talked more, I was able to really share my fears.
Right.
I was able to share my expectations, mm-hmm. if you will. And so as we continue to do that, then it was more relaxed and we were able to grow together.
Right.
And it flourished.
Right.
Really.
Totally. Yep.
Yeah.
And we've definitely evolved over the years. You know, God did a big healing in my life with anger issues, and I could talk about that later, but, you know, it was a big deal. I felt like when I got better, our marriage got better, our communication got better, our arguments got healthier in terms of having resolution, fighting fair, so to speak, mm-hmm. and all that helped, I think, in our dynamic together in every area of our life, including our sex life. And so for us, obviously, we're pastors. But please don't think that because we're pastors, mm-hmm. that the spiritual part is automatic. In fact, there's really sad stats for pastors and their spouses of marriages that, you know, I would say struggle or maybe end in divorce. Mm-hmm. So it's not automatic. But I would say you and I have to put the work in spiritually in our own time with God and then in time together to have that, you know, that bond and that connection. And I'm still working on that. I haven't arrived. You're still working on that because we know you haven't arrived.
Whatever. But I will say on, even when you talk about anger and like disagreements and mm-hmm. arguments that we would have, it was so easy for him to be able to, which I love this about him, but he could easily just like let stuff go. Like he will talk about it and let it go, even though it would be unfair. But you would move on so mm-hmm. very quickly. And for me, I held it in. Mm-hmm. And so that looked like a grudge, mm-hmm. but I was trying to move on. I was still trying to learn my communication pattern. Mm-hmm. I was trying to learn because my communication pattern was a default, meaning I was one that because my mom, you know, my mom was a hustler. So what I mean by hustler is she worked her tail off. She had her own business. And when my dad passed, we were able to still stay in our, and I don't say this to like glamorize our life, but to glamorize my mom. Mm-hmm. My mom and my dad built a 5-bedroom home. We were still able to stay in that home. So my mom kicked tail. Like, she was in her grind. And because she was in her grind, I was usually staying at home by myself. I was a latchkey kid. I had my 2 siblings. They were basically in out of the house or high school. So my brother would be football practice or working, and I would come home alone. So, or I would be at an extended family's house. Mm-hmm. I say all of that to say that when there was a problem that would come up, I would hold it in and I would solve it myself. Mm-hmm. I really didn't have anyone to really talk to. My mom would be there for me, but it just wasn't a lot of time. So the dynamic of the home just made me, I could deal with it myself. And that's what I learned about my communication. Mm-hmm. I dealt with it myself. I stuff it. So when we would argue, or if I had an issue, I would stuff it and I would deal with it myself, and thinking to myself, mm-hmm. this is the easiest way to solve the problem. Mm-hmm. But that, I find that that eased into our bedroom.
Okay.
And I have found that it, in some ways, that kind of had me uptight, mm-hmm. quite frankly, and why I wasn't really able to be set free. And I think that as I have grown to be like, oh, it's actually healthy to talk. It's actually healthy mm-hmm. to share that I'm frustrated. And it's not like I'm trying to accuse you, but more so like, this is how I'm feeling right now. Mm-hmm. And I just need to get this out. And so I think that really helped me. And I think with that helping me, it helped our
yep.
sex life. Does yeah. that make sense?
Absolutely. And I think we've, you know, like I said, we've grown and evolved. I hope that every couple can experience that growth and evolving over time, and that we get better. And we said last episode that God made us as men and women different on purpose for so many reasons. We complement each other. If we were the exact same, that'd be kind of weird. But the fact that we are different, many times that can be a place of tension, but I think it's really a place of bonding, in that if we can just learn how to serve each other and understand what the other person needs and then humbly serve them, if two people are serving each other, they're going to collide. You know, I mean, they're going to come together and get tighter. And that's just the premise of, to me, a healthy marriage, a healthy sex life, is really serving one another. It's not about I would say, you know, me taking care of myself, it's me serving you. And if you serve me, that's a dynamic combination. And keeping that as the forefront of our lives together, and that's what Jesus asked us to do. He said in Ephesians 5 to submit one to another. So many times, you know, I hear guys say, you know, she has to submit to me. Well, actually, you know, the scripture says submit to each other. And then he goes into the roles in marriage. So really, there is a mutual submission to each other. And when we do that, great things happen. So I would say for us, you know, as we think about our spirit and our soul connection, I think that's very important. I talk to so many couples that it seems like there's a theme in that they haven't taken a date forever, or they haven't gone away into a hotel, even if it's in their own city, just for a night. Like, they just have not been alone. They have not gotten away for whatever reason. And I get it. There's a grind out there. There's kids. You know, I understand there's so many different variables to this. But man, there's something about having a rhythm of connecting with our spouse, just, you know, the two of us, having fun together, having adult conversations. Meaning, if you have small kids, sometimes it's hard to have those adult conversations, or they're in the middle of it all the time. We're navigating different stuff. But just getting away is a big deal. And so I would say, obviously, our spiritual connection is the most important, and we can talk about that in a minute. But for our soul connection, you and I have gotten in a rhythm where every Friday is our date. And really, you know, right now, our kids are in high school. 2 are in high school, 1 in junior high, and 1 in elementary. And so our night schedule is tough. We got sports, we got practices, we got this and that. We haven't had a date at night for a long time. But we, you know, I would say that's okay, because we have a great morning date. Mm-hmm. And every Friday we go to our breakfast date. We talk. It's our day off, and the whole staff has the day off on Friday. And so we're hanging out, you know, at breakfast. We go home, we do some chores, we hang out, watch a movie, or do whatever, or get caught up on sleep. Mm-hmm. But we just hang out. And I think that weekly connection with you and I, it's a non-sexual connection, is a massive deal, maybe more than we feel at times, to our ongoing sex life. What do you think about that?
Yes, because there's so much that you don't know about me from Sunday to Thursday or whatever.
I know.
Saturday to
Thursday.
I know.
So much to share.
So it's so much to share. You have to hear everything. No. There's times where obviously, you know, we need to catch up on things mm-hmm. and but yeah, I think it's so important. I also would say though that I have found that there's young couples who do not have kids
right.
and who are in the grind and yep. are in school or yep. whatever. That's and right. it's just hard. And yep. I get it. But I think the key point that we want to make is that your spouse's relationship is the most important earthly relationship that you have.
Right.
And so we have to be intentional about making that. And we didn't do that earlier on mm-hmm. in our marriage.
Yeah.
It was very hard even before we had kids. It's like, in some ways, really, it's like, what in the world did we do before we had kids?
I can't remember.
But
we had fun, but you know.
I mean, of course we did, but it's like, you know.
Watched movies.
It was, yeah. Yeah, we watched a lot
of
movies.
Have cable our first year either. So we refused to have cable just to be able to have more connection. Mm-hmm. People don't have cable now, maybe. I don't know
no,
if they
it's
do.
Like
they
streaming.
Stream.
Yeah.
Back then, though, we had cable, and we really didn't have that for a year. I would go over to our friend's house and watch sporting events.
Yeah.
And but we did that, though, just to be able to connect and talk and not get caught up in TV. And we had a great first year, I think. I mean, we had ups and downs, but when I think back on it, I think that helped us connect.
Do you remember that first year?
Kinda. It seems great. See? We're still here.
Well, okay.
But we have, so we have this, let's get back to us right
okay.
now. So we have this weekly date that I think is important. And we would just encourage you to consider getting in a rhythm of having a date. And I would say if it's breakfast, if you and your spouse work in the same city, think about if your nights are crazy, can you go to lunch together one day on your work hour or on your lunch hour?
Yeah,
can you just connect and have lunch?
Be creative.
Just, you know, it doesn't have to be spectacular in mm-hmm. terms of fireworks or a candlelight dinner or this, you know, amazing romantic thing. I have found just having a consistent time with you mm-hmm. is romantic. Now, not every Friday is fireworks. Sometimes there's been fireworks and arguments.
Oh my gosh, during the date.
During the date. It was her fault. But the point is that that I mean, it's happened. But I have found people always want these magical, if I can say that word, these magical moments that we see on TV or in movies.
Yeah.
But really, those moments happen, but they just don't happen by themselves. So what I mean by that is I think they happen because couples are consistent along the way. And not every day is going to be fireworks and, you know, this amazing, you know, love connection. Not every date's going to be that. But if you're consistent and you show up and you make the effort, those wonderful moments, as I would call, I guess, magical moments or amazing romantic moments will show up. But you have to put in the work to get to them. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, that consistency. So I always encourage you, think about just having a date once a week where you're connecting with your spouse and you're, you know, if it's at night, fine, but whatever it is, and just figure it out. If it's a walk with the dog, if it's, you know, working out together or, you know, I don't know what it is.
Taking yourself, you guys going to Starbucks.
One time we did that. Remember that on a Sunday?
We did that a lot when my mom was here.
Yeah, pre-COVID. Yeah, pre-COVID when everything was out or, you know, opened up late.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Starbucks once in the night and stayed there like till 10 o'clock and just talked. And it was so cool because it was just adults. And we love our kids. We love our kids. But it was just adults, and we just got lost in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big deal to me. Then we also encourage people to have a quarterly getaway. So like on a quarterly basis, think about, you know, getting away, a staycation. Think about a night away. Think about, you know, doing something, again, a hotel in your city. We've done this. We've stayed at a hotel in our city. Or, you know, if you can go away, this is a big deal. And I would just go off your budget. We're not saying you have to go, you know, to some of
the Ritz.
Yeah, the Ritz. You can just do whatever. But it's just you guys getting away. There's something about a different location, a different scene that I think adds a lot.
Or I would add a different schedule.
Different schedule.
Because sometimes you can just stay home and
yep.
it just be a different schedule.
Yep.
Lounging in the bed
yep.
for hours in a day if
yep.
you wanted to.
Hanging out, you're right.
I think that's really important.
So a weekly connection, a quarterly getaway, and then a yearly vacation if you can. And that's what we encourage. And again, be creative. If money's an issue, we understand that. We're not, you know, again, we don't know every situation, but I would say be creative. Think of ways to connect. Mm-hmm. You don't know how to say this, but we've come up with the phrase.
Don't.
But.
Don't.
But I encourage couples, married couples. What? It's a podcast.
Don't care.
But I want to encourage couples, think about going away and what we call have a sexathon. Now, what this is it's strategic, where you go.
Turn my mic off. Turn his mic off.
You go away. But
he says we have that term. It's not our term.
Fine, my term. But every time I share that with a couple, you know, a group of couples, all the guys love it. But the point is
exactly.
But here's the point I'm saying though.
Husbands, change the name. You know what you said?
Here's what I'm saying.
No, hold on. Let me cut you off real quick.
Yeah.
The last, well, it wasn't the last. The two last marriage conferences, and you called it. You said it, and it was your first time saying it to everybody because I was so embarrassed. Now, that's when I blushed. I was like, oh, my gosh. But you explained it. What did you say?
So, yeah. So, to me, a lot of couples have a honeymoon. And they say the honeymoon feelings last 6 months to 18 months. So one of our producers, he's in his honeymoon right now. He's been married for a year. He's in honeymoon land.
Enjoy it.
He's in honeymoon land. But here's the thing. Why can't we have an ongoing connection that's vibrant and like our, it's like a honeymoon ongoing?
That's what I want him to say. Not the other phrase. Because that's more romantic.
I think I'm cussing. I mean,
it's not. You know what it is? It's because you
I don't
are
cuss,
David,
by the way.
And I am Summer. And I think for me, it's like I don't want to look at it like that. I want it to look at it like a honeymoon.
Okay. Have honeymoons all throughout your marriage. I think it's important to get away and to connect with your spouse. And connect with your spouse and have those times. I think there's something profound about that that keeps couples connected. It keeps them having this sense of a honeymoon, I guess, if you will, and moving in this decades long marriage that is intimate all the way through.
We're having a therapy session right now. Sorry, I love that phrase.
Not such a...
I think it's beautiful.
Okay.
The other phrase is like, I don't know. To me, it's like hit it and quit it. And I know that's not what you're saying, but I'm just saying.
Are you serious
just,
right
I don't
now?
Know. Well, I've told you before, I'm like, babe, there's like so much expectation that I feel when you say that. I'm just like, oh my gosh, what are we going to be doing? Which I know what we're going to be doing, but you know what I mean? I'm just like, what
this
else?
Is not, this is not
what
rocket.
What else do I need to bring to this?
This is not rocket science. All I want is you.
See what I'm saying? That's what
all,
I want.
That's all you need to bring is you. What are you talking about?
It's just like.
Come on.
I don't know.
So I want to encourage you. Back to the point. I want to encourage you in your soul connection. Think
I'm
about
blushing,
having.
But I'm black, so you can't tell.
Think about having a weekly date or some type of connection. Again, that could be, you know, an exercise, you know, a jog, a walk, you know, whatever. Think about doing a quarterly getaway if it's a night away. And even if your budget doesn't facilitate staying the night, maybe take a day trip to a park or a day trip to a city that's, you know, near you and hang out, do, you know, a tour and then come back home. Just, you know, do something. And then if you can, have a yearly vacation, getting away, connecting. That is a huge deal. And I can't emphasize enough for married couples to start somewhere, and connecting every week is a huge deal.
I would say our first getaway, well, we've always did staycations.
Yeah.
And we would always do something simple of maybe like, we live in Indiana, so there's a place called Madison, Indiana, mm-hmm. that we went to, and we stayed at like a Comfort Inn, you know.
Yeah,
we went to Holiday World, you know. It was like stuff like that. But we didn't really do a full getaway. What I mean by full getaway, like as far as like a week.
A week, yeah.
And it was during COVID.
2021.
And you got COVID. So we were supposed to go to Jamaica. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you this. We got married in what, 2006? Mm-hmm. And our full long week getaway was until 2021. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, give yourself some grace on that.
Yeah.
But my point, we had
smaller getaways.
That's what I'm saying about Madison.
Yeah.
But my point is, we went to, was it Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
We went to Tennessee. And stayed at a beautiful resort. But that was my first time for like a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this, even for the 2 days and stuff, I would freak out because I'm like, my babies, are they going to miss me? And my father-in-law would be like, they're not even thinking about you. And I'm like, oh my gosh. He was joking. But that full week, those first 3 or 4 days, we were like, what are we doing? We should not even be doing this. We need to go back to work. We needed talking ourselves out of doing it. And then finally, when we settled down, it was like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. we could just go to the hot tub and just chill. Mm-hmm. And we watched a boxing documentary. That's mm-hmm. when we watched it. Mm-hmm. And I loved that. That was just so fun.
Yeah.
So
yep.
My point is to just give yourself some grace and, mm-hmm. you know, as time willing,
yep.
then go on those vacations
Absolutely.
And those times away.
I think just consistency of having that weekly connection, if you can quarterly, and then having a yearly vacation just builds momentum.
Because what we're talking about is having a heart-to-heart mm-hmm. conversation
mm-hmm.
and being open with one another,
yep.
sharing. And like we talk, I mean, literally, he knows my past, but he will go through my past again because there will be another layer that I could add. Or he'll be like, so tell me about this friend. Or tell me like what happened with the ex, you know, and like I will dive into. So it's so fun because, you know, it's a sleepover with your best friend and you guys are going on this trip. But we continually dive into mm-hmm. each other's story
yep.
just to pull out like, so what, tell me again what happened with your family member. Why do you think they did this? Why do you think they mm-hmm. said this? But he's good at that. That's not my natural tendency. So if you have a spouse, if it's the woman or the male who is good at that, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But he knows every nick and cranny about me,
mm-hmm.
Which is fun to be able to talk and mm-hmm. share those things. And again, so then when you get together physically, oh, it's just even beautiful. It just, it's not this huge of, robot, you know what I mean? Like kind of situation. It's just a wonderful, lovely experience.
Well, because I mean, you say that real intimacy is that. It's connecting, talking, sharing.
Exactly.
Bonding. And when you take care of that piece, then the physical part
mm-hmm.
is easier.
Right.
And I think it is what God wanted to be. And so it takes work to have these connections. It takes work to have conversation. It takes work to do all this. We may need to do a part three of this.
What?
Yeah, part three. Talk more about it. Talk about the spiritual connection.
Oh.
And just how we connect spiritually, because that's another big piece. Mm-hmm. But I would just encourage all of us today that there's no issue that I don't think that God can't heal and resolve. I believe that God can do anything, right?
Yeah.
And so when it comes to our marital connections, a lot of it boils down to communication at some level. And so I just want to encourage you today, think about if your sex life is struggling, if you're not connecting, please talk to each other. If you need a third party to help you talk, a counselor or a pastor, please seek that out. Please consider, I would say, having that once a week date, having that quarterly getaway, having that yearly vacation, and just connecting and moving forward. It will add, I believe, years of connection and happiness to your marriage that you can only, or maybe you've only thought of or dreamed of, but you can live it as you move forward in the day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
True that?
True that.
So thank you so much for listening today. Please take a moment to subscribe, to share, leave a comment, leave a rating. We would love for you to do that. That helps us to grow our platform and to reach more people. We're honored that you would check this out today. Please tune in next time and have a great day. And we believe that your marriage can make it and that your marriage has a purpose.